to use my brain for you and use it to write songs for you. You're getting all of the best of me, 'cause I'm giving all of the best of me. Oh love, my heart's only built for two. You won't wear me up 'cause I'm the perfect shoe. You're getting all of the best of me, 'cause I'm giving all of my best. I don't need words and I don't need songs, but I choose to use them. My light shines bright when it shines for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't how I act, how I choose to love you. Light shines brighter when it shines for two. You turn on the truth in me. You light up my heart with possibility. I'm getting everything I need, 'cause you're giving everything to me. You are forever in my destiny, woven into it like a tapestry. Your love is everything to me, 'cause you're giving everything I need. I don't need words, I don't need songs, but I choose to use them. My life shines brighter when it shines for you. Oh, this little light of mine, God, you keep it burning brighter. Trust me, I'm gonna let it shine if you keep it burning brighter. Ooh, and I don't need words, no, I don't need songs, but I choose I'm brighter when I shine for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't hot air. Now I choose to love you. Light shines brighter when it shines for two. Oh,
my name is Naomi, and I want to welcome all of you to Running for Christ Ministries Bible Reading Class. We thank God for each one of you that joins in with us every week, and we ask that you help us by letting someone else know that this Bible reading class is here on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight we will be reading the book of Job, chapter 1 through 3, and following that, we will begin answering the review questions. If you would like to take part in answering the review questions or make a comment, just press the number 1, and that will put you in the host queue, and your mic will be open for you to answer or ask a question or make a comment. Please do us a huge favor by keeping all background noise to 0. A good way to do this is to simply mute your phone when you are not speaking and unmuting when you want to speak. Pray. Now let us pray. Father God, we thank you for just simply letting us be here to breathe a breath, to be in this reading class, to learn more about you. We ask that you flow through the teacher, letting everyone know the secrets in which this book of the kingdom of life that we're trying to get to with you. We just simply ask that you be our ears, be our words, and be our mind and hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we will listen to chapters 1 through 3, and I will see you on the other side.
Joel chapter 1. The Lord gave this message to Joel, son of Pethuel. Hear this, you leaders of the people. Everyone, listen. In all your history, has anything like this ever happened before? Tell your children about it in the years to come. Pass the awful story down from generation to generation. After the cutting, locusts finished eating the crops. The swarming locusts took what was left. After them came the hopping locusts, and then the stripping locusts too. Wake up, you drunkards, and weep. All the grapes are ruined, and all your new wine is gone. A vast army of locusts has invaded my land. It is a terrible army, too numerous to count. Its teeth are as sharp as the teeth of lions. They have destroyed my grapevines and fig trees, stripping their bark and leaving the branches white and bare. Weep with sorrow as a virgin weeps when a fiancé has died. There is no grain or wine to offer at the temple of the Lord. The priests are mourning because there are no offerings. Listen to the weeping of these ministers of the Lord. The fields are ruined and empty of crops. The grain, the wine, the olive oil are gone. Despair, all you farmers. Wail, all you vine growers. Weep because the wheat and barley, yes, all the field crops are ruined. The grapevines and the fig trees have all withered. The pomegranate trees, palm trees, and apple trees, yes, all the fruit trees have dried up. All joy has dried up with them. Dress yourselves in sackcloth, you priests. Wail, you who serve before the altar. Come spend the night in sackcloth, you ministers of my God. There is no grain or wine to offer at the temple of your God. Announce a time of fasting. Call the people together for a solemn meeting. Bring the leaders and all the people into the temple of the Lord your God and cry out to him there. The day of the Lord is on the way, the day when destruction comes from the Almighty. How terrible that day will be. We watch as our food disappears before our very eyes. There are no joyful celebrations in the house of our God. The seeds die in the parched ground, and the grain crops fail. The barns and granaries stand empty and abandoned. How the animals moan with hunger. The cattle wander about, confused because there is no pasture for them. The sheep bleat in misery. Lord, help us. The fire has consumed the pastures and burned up all the trees. Even the wild animals cry out to you because they have no water to drink. The streams have dried up, and fire has consumed the pastures. Chapter 2. Blow the trumpet in Jerusalem. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. Suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a mighty army appears. How great and powerful they are. The likes of them have not been seen before and never will be seen again. Fire burns in front of them and follows them in every direction. Ahead of them the land lies as fair as the Garden of Eden in all its beauty. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like tiny horses, and they run as fast. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make. Like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of a fire sweeping across a field, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with fright. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like trained soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right place. They lunge through the gaps, and no weapon can stop them. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord leads them with a shout. This is his mighty army, and they follow his orders. The day of the Lord is an awesome, terrible thing. Who can endure it? That is why the Lord says, "Turn to me now, while there is time. Give me your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Don't tear your clothing in your grief. Instead, tear your hearts. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful. He is not easily angered. He is filled with kindness and is eager not to punish you. Who knows? Perhaps even yet he will give you a reprieve, sending you a blessing instead of this terrible curse. Perhaps he will give you so much that you will be able to offer grain and wine to the Lord your God as before. Blow the trumpet in Jerusalem. Announce a time of fasting. Call the people together for a solemn meeting. Bring everyone, the elders, the children, and even the babies. Call the bridegroom from his quarters and the bride from her private room. The priests who minister in the Lord's presence will stand between the people and the altar weeping. Let them pray. Spare your people, Lord. They belong to you, so don't let them become an object of mockery. Don't let their name become a proverb of unbelieving foreigners who say, "Where is the God of Israel? He must be helpless." Then the Lord will pity his people and be indignant for the honor of his land. He will reply, look, I am sending you grain and wine and olive oil, enough to satisfy your needs. You will no longer be an object of mockery among the surrounding nations. I will remove these armies from the north and send them far away. I will drive them back into the parched wastelands where they will die. Those in the rear will go into the Dead Sea. Those at the front will go into the Mediterranean. The stench of their rotting bodies will rise over the land. Surely the Lord has done great things. Don't be afraid, my people. Be glad now and rejoice because the Lord has done great things. Don't be afraid, you animals of the field. The pastures will soon be green. The trees will again be filled with luscious fruit. Fig trees and grapevines will flourish once more. Rejoice, you people of Jerusalem. Rejoice in the Lord your God. For the rains he sends are an expression of his grace. Once more the autumn rains will come, as well as the rains of spring. The threshing floors will again be piled high with grain, and the presses will overflow with wine and olive oil. The Lord says, I will give you back what you lost to the stripping locusts, the cutting locusts, the swarming locusts, and the huffing locusts. It was I who sent this great destroying army against you. Once again you will have all the food you want, and you will praise the Lord your God who does these miracles for you. Never again will my people be disgraced like this. Then you will know that I am here among my people of Israel, and that I alone am the Lord your God. My people will never again be disgraced like this. Then after I have poured out my rains again, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. In those days I will pour out my spirit even on servants, men and women alike. I will cause wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon will turn blood red before that great and terrible day of the Lord arrives. And anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. There will be people on Mount Zion in Jerusalem who escape, just as the Lord has said. These will be among the survivors whom the Lord has called. Chapter 3. At that time when I restored the prosperity of Judah and Jerusalem, says the Lord, I will gather the armies of the world into the valley of Jehoshaphat. There I will judge them for harming my people, for scattering my inheritance among the nations, and for dividing up my land. They cast lots to decide which of my people would be their slaves. They traded young boys for prostitutes and little girls for enough wine to get drunk. What do you have against me, Tyre and Sidon, and you cities of Philistia? Are you trying to take revenge on me? If you are, then watch out. I will strike swiftly and pay you back for everything you have done. You have taken my silver and gold and all my precious treasures, and you have carried them off to your pagan temples. You have sold the people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks, who took them far from their homeland. But I will bring them back again from all these places to which you sold them, and I will pay you back for all you have done. I will sell your sons and daughters to the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the peoples of Arabia, a nation far away. I, the Lord, have spoken. Say to the nations far and wide, get ready for war, call out your best warriors, let all your fighting men advance for the attack. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Train even your weaklings to be warriors. Come quickly, all you nations everywhere. Gather together in the valley. And now, O Lord, call out your warriors. Let the nations be called to arms. Let them march to the valley of Jehoshaphat. There I, the Lord, will sit to pronounce judgment on them all. Now let the sickle do its work, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread the winepress, because it is full. The storage vats are overflowing with the wickedness of these people. Thousands upon thousands are waiting in the valley of decision. It is there that the day of the Lord will soon arrive. The sun and moon will grow dark, and the stars will no longer shine. The Lord's voice will roar from Zion and thunder from Jerusalem, and the earth and heavens will begin to shake. But to his people of Israel, the Lord will be a welcoming refuge and a strong fortress. Then you will know that I, the Lord your God, live in Zion, my holy mountain. Jerusalem will be holy forever, and foreign armies will never conquer her again. In that day, the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and the hills will flow with milk. Water will fill the dry stream beds of Judah, and a fountain will burst forth from the Lord's temple, watering the arid valley of Acacias. Egypt will become a wasteland and Edom a wilderness, because they attacked Judah and killed her innocent people. But Judah will remain forever, and Jerusalem will endure through all future generations. I will pardon my people's crimes, which I have not yet pardoned, and I, the Lord, will make my home in Jerusalem with my people.
Now we will answer the review questions. If you need questions, go to rfcm.org and click on Bible class. Question number one. Who gave this message given to Joel? I would like to see if anybody got an answer to that first before I give an explanation for that question.
Oh.
That would be the first one in one. It's just that one that one little verse that says, the Lord gave this message to Joel, son of Pethuel.
Thank you. I asked that because my original question, this is a typo, it just managed to come out making sense. My original question was asking who was the message that Joel was supposed to, who was Joel supposed to give this message to? And the answer to that would be verse 2 and 3. Hear this, you elders, listen, all who live in the land. I put 2 and 3 because I also wanted to know who were they supposed to pass this on to, which was the children.
So verse 2 and 3 says,
hear this, you elders, listen, all who live in the land. Has anything like this ever happened in your days or in the days of your ancestors? Tell it to your children and let your children tell it to their children and their children to the next generation. So I apologize. If anybody didn't understand that question, it was a typo. So my apologies. Question number two. What did God use to cause destruction in the land?
I got verses 4 through 7, but I'm not sure.
Go ahead and read that for me, please.
Sure. It reads as follows. After the setting locusts finished eating the crops, the swarming locusts took what was left. After them came the hopping locusts. And then the stripping locusts, too. Wake up, you drunkards, and weep. Wail, all you wine drinkers. All the grapes are ruined, and all your sweet wine is gone. A vast army of locusts has invaded my land. A terrible army, too numerous to count. Its teeth are like lion's teeth. Its fangs like those of a lioness. It has destroyed my grapevines and ruined my fig trees, stripping their bark and destroying it, leaving the branches white and bare. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Does anybody know what a locust is?
I thought it was a grasshopper.
Big old grasshopper.
It's a big grasshopper that flies.
Big giant one.
A huge one. And to imagine them flying around in multi, like numbers, that has to be disgusting. Sorry, I had to click that. But they're like big, they're huge grasshoppers that fly around in numbers, though. They don't fly around alone. They're always together. And they devour everything.
Wow.
I thought that was interesting.
So the answer is 4 to 7?
Yes, I got 4, but 4 to 7 gives it in detail, so that's perfect.
Okay, because I had 4 myself, but okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Question number 3. Fill in the blank. A nation has invaded my blank, a mighty army without number. It has the blank and the blank.
I had 6 and 7 for that one, so I didn't know. Where else it would be?
Yeah.
Okay, I have
ran into it. Verse 6, okay. Yeah, so it says, a vast army of locusts has invaded my land, a terrible army, too numerous to count. His teeth are like lion's teeth. His fangs like those of a lioness.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Question number four. Oops, sorry, my computer. What has been cut off from the house of the Lord?
Number nine.
Thank you. Can you read it, please?
Oh, yes. For there is no grain or wine to offer at the temple of the Lord. So the priests are mourning, the ministers of the Lord are weeping. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Question number five. What happened to the harvest?
Do it start at 10 and go over to 12?
I got verse 11, so yes, please start at 10. And then go ahead and get what you have for
me. Yeah, it says, the fields are ruined, the land is stripped bare, the grain is destroyed, the grapes have shriveled, and the olive oil is gone. Despair, all you farmers. Wail, all you vine growers. Weep because the wheat and barley, all the crops of the field are ruined. The grapevines have dried up and the fig trees have withered. The pomegranate trees, palm trees, and apple trees, all the fruit trees have dried up and the people's joy has dried up with them. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Question number six. The priests were to put on what?
I had chapter 1, verse 13.
Thank you. Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Can you read that for me, please?
Dress yourselves in burlap and weep, your priest. Well, you who serve before the altar, come spend the night in burlap, your ministers of my God. For there is no grain or wine to offer at the temple of your God.
Thank you. So I got the word for sackcloth, which means I learned something today because the word you used was it burlap?
Mm-hmm.
So that means the same thing as sackcloth. Okay, does anybody know what sackcloth is and what it's used for?
I thought they put grain in it, flour and stuff.
So back in that time, sackcloth was used to put on for funerals. So the mourners would put it on funerals. And it was also used as a sign of repentance.
Oh.
Well, I knew about the when they were mourning, they would wear them, but I didn't know about
burlap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I learned from reading the footnotes, they also use it as a sign of repentance.
Yeah, see, I didn't know about this part, the sign of repentance.
Mm-hmm. All right. Question number seven. What has devoured the pastors?
Is that verse 19?
Yes. Can you read 19 and 20 for me?
Sure. It reads as follows. Lord, help us. The fire has consumed the wilderness pastures, and flames have burned up all the trees. Even the wild animals cry out to you because the streams have dried up, and fire has consumed the wilderness pastures. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Number eight, what is coming?
That's the 2:1. Mm-hmm. And it's, well, okay, so yeah, 2:1, it says, sound the trumpet in Jerusalem, right? Okay.
Yes.
Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear because the day of the Lord is upon us.
You
want me to read two? Okay.
No, that's perfect. The day of the Lord is upon us.
Okay. 2:1. Mm-hmm.
Number nine. Am I going too fast for anybody?
Okay.
Number nine. How much do people turn from their sins?
Is that verse 12 and 13?
All right, 12 and 13. Cool.
Okay. Would you like me to read it, or can you read it?
Sure, Eric. Can you read it?
Oh, yes, I will. That is why the Lord says, turn to me now, while there is time. Give me your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Don't tear your don't tear your clothing in your grief, but tear your hearts instead. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. He is eager to relent and not punish. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you.
Number
There's
10.
A footnote for that one.
Pardon?
You want
to... Sure.
I think you said it was a footnote, I think.
Yeah, for verse 12 and 13.
Okay, go ahead. I don't have my Bible. I'm on the computer.
God told the people to turn to him while there was still time. Destruction would soon be upon them. Time will also run out for us one day. Because we don't know when our lives will end, we should seize the opportunity to turn to God and serve him now while we can. Don't let comfort, prosperity, or self-reliance hold you back from turning to him. Amen.
Hey.
Thank you.
Nicely, very nicely said. Really, I like that.
Question 10. The Lord's city on his land. He was blank for his land. Fill in the blank.
1819. Was it 1819?
Yes, I got 18. That's covered it. Wait,
go ahead. 18. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I do have 18. Then the Lord will pity his people and jealousy guard the honor of his land. That's,
thank you. That's the Ten Commandments. No other God before me.
Pardon?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I'm saying thou shalt not have no other God before me. That's
a
commandment.
Oh, without a doubt.
Number 11, the Lord told the land of Judah not to be what and why?
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm. I'll read it. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. So we are not to be afraid because he's doing great things.
Okay.
12. Who will be saved?
They had 2 and 32.
Yes.
7.
Someone read that for me, please.
But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For some on Mount Zion in Jerusalem will escape, just as the Lord has said. There will be among the survivors whom the Lord has called. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, pause for a second. I have a slight... Man, I wish Pastor O, because he's the one that always says... But I think this is right I'm seeing here, though, but he always says, he always quotes something where everybody... They call me Lord, Lord. No.
You call me Lord, Lord, but you do not. What's that verse?
You don't
do not do what I say.
Do what I
say. There's a footnote. Can I read the footnote? Nope.
Okay, yes.
Go ahead. That might clarify what I'm trying to get. Yeah, let's see.
says, the day of the Lord is used here as God's appointed time to judge the nations.
Okay.
Judgment and mercy go hand in hand. Joel had said that if people repented, the Lord would save them from judgment. In this day, the judgment and catastrophe, therefore, some will be saved. God's intention is not to destroy, but to heal and to save. However, we must accept his salvation or we will certainly perish with the pertinent.
Repentant.
Excuse me.
Thank you. So Luke 6:46 is the verse you were looking for, Eric?
But what she answered, I mean, when she read the footnote, it gave me the answer I was looking for. What I was trying to get is she read it, when she was reading it, read into what I was saying, trying to say. She said she read it, so I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate you, and I apologize for the delay.
No, you're fine. It's a reading class. We're learning. Question 13. The Valley of Jehoshaphat is where God put the nations on trial. What did the nations do to Israel?
Is that chapter 3, verse 1 through 3?
Yes, right.
Yes.
At the time of those events, says the Lord, when I restore the prosperity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather the armies of the world into the Valley of Jehoshaphat. There I will judge them for harming my people, my special possession, for scattering my people among the nations, and for dividing up my land. They threw dice to decide which of my people would be their slaves. They traded boys to obtain prostitutes and sold girls for enough wine to get drunk. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. 14. What was stolen from God, and was there a punishment?
Okay. No?
Well, okay.
I get it. Somebody get it?
Go ahead.
I got 5 and 6.
Okay. I had 4 before.
Okay. I have 5 through 8.
Okay.
So can someone read that for me, please?
Yeah, I went 4 to 7. Go ahead, somebody.
I'll read it.
Okay.
For you took
my shoes. I'll read it.
Okay.
Sorry. So 5, you have taken my silver and gold and all my precious treasures and have carried them off to your pagan temple. You have sold the people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks so they could take them far from their homeland. But I will bring them back from all the places to which you sold them, and I will pay you back for everything you have done. I will sell your sons and daughters to the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the people of Arabia, a nation far away. I, the Lord, have spoken. Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Question 15. What nations are left to face destruction by God?
Oh, you heard me. Okay, well, yeah, 19.
For me, please.
Man, she was past the whole thing, you guys. He could hear real good. But Egypt will become a wasteland, and Edom will become a wilderness, because they attacked the people of Judah and killed innocent people in their land. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the footnote for 3:19, it reads, Egypt and Edom were two of Israel's most persistent enemies. They represent all the nations hostile to God's people. God's promise that they will be destroyed is also a promise that all evil in this world will one day be destroyed.
Amen.
So, I like this book a little bit, a little more, because I just learned more as I was doing it myself. And the main thing I got from it was we're no different than the people living in Judah when they were so self-centered then. And when I say we as a whole, as this world.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to try to do is remember that as long as we turn from ourselves, die to self and what that means, place ourselves under a guidance and power of the Holy Spirit, and that simply just means asking God to come into our life and asking him to forgive us. I don't care if we weigh 100 pounds, 500 pounds. You're the same size in God's eyes, and he will still forgive you. So if I could say take one thing from this is always remember it's not too late to ask God for forgiveness. And I read those questions because what stood out to me when I was doing it was no matter what you go through, it's going to always be a destruction if you're separate from God. And it always takes that one time to just say, God, I need you. God, save me. Lord God, come into my life. I believe you died on the cross. But sometimes it's just a, God, I need you from your heart. But never be afraid to simply just call on God, because that's that first step. No matter who you are, what you did in life, I don't care if you killed a million people, he still said he would forgive you for your sins, and that's why Jesus Christ came and died for us. That's what I got out of this, and that's the only thing I want everybody to understand from this. Well, not the only thing, but the one thing that stood out to me was it's not too late. This is a chance that God has given us to say, come on home to me and not to where I don't want you to be.
I got it.
Amen.
That's what I got out of it.
Nice and warm. Yeah, I like that.
Any questions? Sorry, it was fast. It's just, it was straight to the point to me with the fact that we need to be saved by Jesus Christ in order to have eternal life, period.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no sin greater than God at all, ever. So, mm-hmm. If there are no questions, would anybody like to pray us out?
Let me see. I think we might have a few announcements. Let me see. Okay. Well, we just want to continue to keep the mothers, all the mothers of the church in prayer. Let me see. Keep praying for Ed Johnson and Darius Freeman, who had surgery the other day. Keep him in prayer. Just keep each other lifted up in prayer. Keep our pastor and Lady Sheila in prayer as they get some rest. Let me see. Remember, Sarah's graduation. We congratulate her, and then Dearest will be graduating this week. Okay, bring back the family on Friday, and we're going to have Teresa Landham on, a community activist. She's going to have resources. You can ask all the questions you want. And then we have Minister Richard Overall training day on Tuesdays. Let me see. Sunday, we'll be back in in-person church. Saturday, it's the first Saturday, so I believe I'm not going to say who's preaching there, because I can't remember. It's either Terrence or Jonathan. Okay, and anybody else have any other announcements that they want to make? Just keep everybody else, you know, each other lifted up in prayer. And, you know, it's
First Sunday starting of our Women's Month.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Women's Month, we're going to have Lauren Horton, right? We're going to have Lauren Horton speaking for Women's Month. That's this Sunday, right. Mm-hmm. We're going to have women speaking the whole month. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything that I might have forgotten? Let me see. I think that is it, I think.
Wasn't there Colin? Wasn't the Cowan family bereaving of someone?
Yes, they had a Kyle Rogers family had their aunt in, I believe, in Alabama passed away, and they had those services this past week. Mm-hmm. And we just wish their, their pray for their safety back.
Amen.
As they travel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep everybody that's on the road traveling, for my family, from the Runners for Christ Ministries family, people getting away, getting a rest. And so we want to keep them in our prayers as they travel to and from. Okay. Anything else?
Amen.
All minds clear? Hmm? Is that
mm-hmm.
it? All right. Sarah Darius. And,
okay.
Yeah. And that's it. Okay. Thanks,
I'll
Sarah.
Pray,
that was
I'll pray it out.
I'm sorry, Naomi. Okay. Naomi, thank you for thank you for your class. Yeah, thank you for your class, Naomi. It was really good, straight to the point.
mm-hmm.
And it was a good class.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Good class.
Yeah. Mhm. That's it. That's it, and that's all. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Precious God, our Heavenly Father, we want to say thanks to you for how you blessed us in your word on tonight, and you've
yes.
given us a beautiful teacher, and she sounds so much like her sister. But we just thank and praise you for how she's showing herself to be one that is learned of you. And we thank you for all those that have participated on tonight's class, and for those that are yet to come. We just believe in God to give us the word as we need to receive it. In Jesus'
yeah.
mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you, Mother.
Amen. You're so welcome. Thank the Lord.
Yes,
you are.
Thank
good night.
Well. All right.
Okay,
peace
everybody.
And love to you all.
Okay. Thank you. Everybody stay joyful.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tuesday. Said I woke up to the summer, shining through. Calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new. Today, today. I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade. Today, today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Ooh. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Got that feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today, today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day.
Ooh.
This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah.
I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, joy, joy.